This is McDonald Martin for WKDN Reports, and once again, this time of the year, I have my guest, Dr. D.A. Waite. He is the founder director of Bible for Today and also pastor of a new church, BFT.
Bible for Today Baptist Church.
Church, okay, and we're going to talk about Halloween again, and I don't think we can talk about it enough because a lot of Christians are still not well informed about the dangers of Halloween, and Dr. Waite is going to give us an update about Halloween. Dr. Waite.
Good to be with you, Brother McDonald, and thank you for inviting me back again this year.
Okay.
You're a good interviewer, and we appreciate your ministry on KDN.
Well, the Lord, the Lord blesses, you know. We have to talk about, we say, call evil evil, and
that's right.
We're not going to let it get by. And of course, next Saturday is Halloween, and some of the things that need to be reiterated about this Halloween, the background of it.
The background was the Druids. They were priests of the old Celtic people in Ireland and Great Britain and Scotland. And they were the ones that had a special holiday, a high holy holiday, October 31st. It was a year, New Year's to them. It's the first day of the new year. And they celebrated by worshiping Samhain, and he was the god of the dead. And these Druids were priests, just like evil priests, like the voodoo priests in Africa and other people, mm-hmm. other priests. And they were evil. They celebrated the. They felt that there had to be dead. There had to be somebody dead. The Lord of the Dead on Halloween. This is what we call Halloween today, October 31st. Their New Year's. Someone had to die. And these Druid priests had sacrifices not only of cats and dogs and animals, but sometimes humans. And as they put them in the fire, and as they burned them, they talk about the lone fire Druids, they would burn those victims, whether cats or dogs, and then on this day, it was human sacrifice, whether little children, whatever, they would ride, they would scream and cry and carry on, and as they writhed and twisted, they would predict the future, and then all that was left is their bones at this fire. And so this bone fire, the bonfire, is the bone fire. And so this is the background of that. And the priests of Druids were worshippers of Satan. They were Satanists. And even today, Halloween is called the Devil's Birthday. And they worshipped Satan. And, of course, we've bought into that. It was started by the Druids, but then the Roman Catholic priests in the early days, the Roman Catholic headman, the Pope of Rome, would take this pagan holiday and bring it into the Christian year, and that's where they got this All Saints Day, or Halloween. All Saints Day was November 1st, and Halloween, or All Hallows Eve, was October 31st, and so they took it in together, and they call it Halloween, Hallowed Evening. Mm-hmm. And that's the derivation of Halloween, is Hallowed Evening, the evening before the All Saints Day, which is Hallowed Day. And so they just brought it in like they do so many things, just like Israelites. We're talking before the broadcast, mm-hmm. how they would take the evil mm-hmm. gods and deities and bring them right into the mm-hmm. worship of the Lord Jehovah. Mm-hmm. And God is against that because it's a mixture. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have today, this mixture.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you talk about the jack-o'-lantern, for example. The Druids, they would take the human skulls and put in that human skull a candle made of human fat. In other words, boiled human bodies. And that's where they make the tallow. And that's the thing. They really had a death. That was a real death thing. And that's that origin of the jack-o'-lantern, see? It's a dead lantern. And in fact, the Druids believed that the source of their life was in the skull. And when they'd take their victims, they would cut off their heads, their skulls. They'd throw them into, like in England, for instance, they'd throw them into the Thames River, you know, in London. And they've uncovered hundreds and hundreds of Celtic skulls, because that's what they want. They think, of course, they believe in reincarnation, the Druids did, and so this whole idea of the New Age movement, that's reincarnation, the Hindus and various other things.
Mm-hmm.
And so all of this is built in to Halloween. And the witches and the Satans and the covens, they meet 13 or under, and the covens and the witches, they celebrate this. And it's interesting, one of the ex-witches, Valerie, we've got a testimony on tape that's available, so I think people are interested. But Valerie has mentioned that the FBI, as a matter of record, the first 2 weeks in October every year, there's been an increase, not only of taking of cats and dogs and animals to sacrifice for this Halloween, but also babies and human beings, and the taking away and missing children, because that's the day that they sacrifice, not only at the normal coven meetings, they sacrifice the cats and dogs and blood offerings. It's a terrible thing, see. But now on that day, if they can get children, and some of them have babies themselves and kill their own babies on that Halloween, the high holy day of witches and of Satan and of evil. Mm-hmm. And Christians ought not to have anything to do with it. Mm-hmm. Just,
well, this abortion thing is right down that devilish line,
yes,
then, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
It's sacrificing
that's
all
right.
of these little babies. That is of the devil.
It's of the devil. 1.5 million a year on the average ever since it started. In this country alone, just think of the other countries as well. 1.5 million babies killed. And the scriptures speak of the Old Testament about the slaying of innocent blood.
Yeah.
That's the little babies, innocent blood.
Mm-hmm. I guess we never recognize that evil of the devil is not only in something that is like Halloween, but like in the abortion thing, or like in a lot of the moral decline of our nation. This is the devil's behind it.
That's right.
You and I understand that, but the world doesn't want to accept it.
Exactly right. The devil wants to take everything away from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Right.
His salvation, his Bible, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right and wrong, and as it says in Isaiah 8, we talked about earlier, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, put darkness for light and light for darkness.
Right.
This is a sad thing, but that's what we're doing. Satan sugarcoats his evil, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So it looks beautiful on the outside, like the Pharisees.
Right.
They're beautiful, whited sepulchres, the inside, dead men's bones.
That's what he's saying. How are they structured, these covens? Do you know have any information on that?
Well, the covens are made up of witches. Of course, there's in witchcraft, there's the black witches and the white witches, but they're all witches, and they all celebrate satanic basis, and they're all motivated by Lucifer. They're structured quietly, secretly. They're not open. They're more conspiratorial in the sense of being quiet. And we don't know who's each of the members, but they have these, and they meet every so often, every probably once a month anyhow. And they get together. The 13 is the number of a coven. Now, that's why they have this unholy 13. See, that's why they say that's unholy and unlucky and so on, because the witches have that number. Where they meet and how they meet, usually out in the field somewhere, and I don't know whether they're in New Jersey, or maybe they're outside of WKDN, I hope not.
Right. That's okay.
They go out and they sacrifice these animals because they believe that to appease Satan, they've got to have the blood offerings. We know the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the only thing that's going to save us and appease anybody, and of course that's a sacrifice made to the Lord to cleanse us from sin.
Isn't it amazing, as you just mentioned, that they sacrifice animals of all sorts, whereas in the Bible, God required sacrifices of specific animals.
That's right.
But it's always typical of the devil. He duplicates what God, but he perverts it.
That's right. Clean animals, but they have any animals.
Right.
Cats, dogs. They're unclean. But God has a perfect way, and he perverts it. You're absolutely right.
Do we understand from a biblical perspective of the breadth and depth of the celebration of this Halloween?
Well, a biblical perspective, God says, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, touch not the unclean thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think biblically we have no business dealing and honoring this devil's birthday and celebrating.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like you and I celebrating a man's birthday who killed our parents or killed our children. And here we are, killers. We're celebrating, sitting out at the table, eating ice cream and cake at his birthday when he's an evil man. And that's the same way I think with Halloween. Here we are celebrating with the devils, with the demons, and with the witches, and with Satanists all over the country at this high holy day, and we're taking part in it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's dangerous for children, for instance, to go out and Halloween. You know, when I was young, I mean, I thought it was great. You thought it was great, too.
Okay. Right.
But looking into it and studying into it and getting the background of it, I've changed the whole situation. Now, it's dangerous for the children physically also, because part of the things that the witches want to do when they come to their door, and you never know who is and who isn't, and other people, they're putting poison in those candies, many times injecting them, and they're also putting razor blades in apples and different things, and children bite down. It's a dangerous situation. And it's also spiritually partaking of evil. It's a sad thing.
Well, I know over in John 2, he talks about If anyone comes and does not bring his doctrine about Christ, we're not to receive them. But yet we readily receive these people coming to our doors.
That's right.
That's
right.
Because of ignorance.
That's right. Receive them not into our house.
Yeah.
Exactly. He that receiveth them is partaker.
Isn't that amazing?
That's right.
Okay, well, give people information because you'd like them to get the brochure. You have a Halloween's materials list, and you can go through the first five of them. If
we have. In fact, if anybody wants to call us, we'd be glad to send them to us. Yeah. They've got a tract called Halloween, the Devil's Birthday, a Satanic Druid Holiday. That's available. We'd be glad to send that to them if they write it, call us. And our number, you want me to give them the number?
Yes, sir.
You just dial 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. That's toll-free. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to give them this brochure that gives 15 other things. We'll send them the tract. We'll give them the brochure. The first five things on here, for instance, Halloween, Should Christians Be Apart? By Rick Mizell. And there's a cassette, Southwest Radio, Halloween, 1997, Still the Devil's Birthday. Brother Hutchings over there. And then Halloween, Occult Baal Worship. That's by Nigel Harris, a very good tract on that. And then Halloween, the Satanic Druid Holiday, the Devil's Birthday, which is the tract itself on tape. And then another one, Halloween, the Feast of Samhain, an ex-witch tells all. That's a cassette. But these are some of the things that we have in our Bible for Day ministry. Mm-hmm. But we send this to them if they want to ask it, the brochure, and then they can order any ones that they like, anything that has to do with this subject. It's a big subject.
Yes,
and
it is.
There's a lot of things on it. See, we have 15 items altogether that we carry.
All right. This is my guest, Dr. D.A. Waite. He is the founder director of Bible for Today and also pastor of the new church, Bible for Today Church. So any information you would like to get from Dr. Waite, call him at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. We mentioned, or rather you did earlier, about good and bad witches. That's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Evil is evil. You can't call it black and white. They're all bad. And see, the thing about it is, Donald, the white witches sneak up on you.
Mm.
That's a satanic thing. If they're all black, oh my, oh my.
You can see it.
Darkness,
yes.
Wickedness,
right.
Evil. But the white, and that's Satan's masterpiece, isn't it? Mm. And I will be like the Most High.
Yes.
Like, just like counterfeits.
Mm-hmm.
As it says in 2 Corinthians 11 also, see who his ministers are, angels of light.
Right.
And that's what it is, angels of light. That's white, what's it?
Mm-hmm.
But they're all hooked up to Lucifer and Satanism,
mm-hmm.
and so on.
Yeah, I saw the film where that they showed the good and bad witch, and I had to laugh. I said, unless you know these things, and you'll be duped.
That's right.
And is that what happened? They're doing a good job of redefining things, as we've seen lately, how you redefine perjury, and how you redefine sex and all these
things,
or being alone.
Yes.
Is this what we're saying?
Exactly.
The redefination of standard terms that the Bible says is evil.
Yeah.
And now we're accepting it.
Exactly. And then all these so-called hate crimes.
Yes.
Like you brought hate, see. But the Bible says, the Lord Jesus, thou lovest righteousness, hatest iniquity. We've got to hate iniquity and sin, just like the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we redefine things. And so you can't hate anything.
That's true.
Right. You've got to hate sin, all of us, evil.
Right.
But then how are you going to define evil? The Bible is our definition.
Right.
The Bible defines it.
Yes, it does. Okay. How would you advise Christians to handle the trick-or-treaters when they come to their doors?
Well, I would like to have the Christians to get 50 or 100 of our tracts, Halloween, the Devil's Workshop, and the Devil's Birthday, and to hand them over to them and encourage and instruct them. Now, that parents may see it, they may read it, they may understand it. Give them that which is, and then give them gospel tracts and so on if you want to do that and can do that. But I think that the trick-or-treaters need to know information, and that the parents need to know information. Maybe you'll find one or two less the next year if you're out of the door, because they'll see that this is a participation in that which is evil, and a celebration of Satan.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to celebrate his birthday. Mm-hmm. We're not for that at all. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus Christ and his birthday, that's one thing. Not Satan.
Well, you wouldn't suggest that we, not we, but those who would like to participate, buy candy, because that would mean you're supporting them by buying the candy and then giving to the kids.
Yes. Well, you know, every man must be fully persuaded in his own mind.
Okay.
I certainly wouldn't want to dictate to anybody who listens and so on what they do. Now, what we've done, now, early on, when we're new, you know, just moved in, we've been in our home since 1965, 33 years. At the first, my wife used to invite him in, and tell them the gospel, give them the tract, so on and so on. Now, recently, being a little more ancient than we were earlier, we just put a sign up and say, no candy today. See, I mean, that's our own, you don't have to do that. You can don't be a meanie or anything, but we haven't had any trouble. Nobody's overturned our garbage cans or soaked their windows or anything. Mm-hmm. But in other words, each one has to decide what they want to do. Whether they give them candy, give them this, give them that, give them tracts. But I think as a church now, I think the alternative, the pastors can get their young people together and educate them on the background, the druidic background, the satanic background and evil of the Halloween season, and how it's the Lord of the Dead, and how they want to kill cats and dogs and humans and sacrifice in the covens and the witches' covens, and to tell them. In fact, one article from England I got here, occult Baal worship, Halloween and Laodicea. In fact, the Druids had a god named Beli, B-E-L-I, which is akin to Baal. And so Baal worship and Baalism is right tied all into here, into this whole Halloween celebration. Mm-hmm. And in fact, the matter is, we think, well, the Druids, that's way back in the early 40 A.D. and so on and so forth. And that's over in England and Ireland, Scotland. Mm-hmm. But this man writes this way. He said, Halloween is the most deeply occultic Western festival to have survived until today, where it is still celebrated with great seriousness and ceremony, not only by stage magicians everywhere as National Magic Day. That's October 31st, National Magic Day. Mm-hmm. Not only they celebrate, notice this, but by the 3,000 members of the Ancient Order of Druids. There's still 3,000 of them. Ancient Order of Druids still worshiping. And also 200,000 witches and pagans and 180 Satanists living in the British Isles, let alone others all over the world. Mm-hmm. In other words, there's all kinds of people ganging up, lining up on this special day, October 31st. Mm-hmm. And the Druids are still alive and well on planet Earth. The Druid Society, worshiping all this evil, the Lord of the Dead, see, Samhain, which is a sad thing indeed.
Were not the Druids the one, I think in Ireland, they did a lot of people in, they tricked them? And
yes.
What was that story all about?
The Valerie, which is the ex-witch, tells about how the Druids on that day, on that Halloween, would come into the cities. And, they, of course, the Lord of the Dead required human sacrifice. They would go door to door, and they would collect babies, human beings, to throw into this bone fire to burn them up. And the Druids would go door to door to throw them and find them, and it's called the bone fire. They'd burn their victims and so on. And the hooded men, hooded Druids, sounds almost like the KKK, huh? Right. The hooded Druids.
It was devils, too.
Devils, too. Sure are devils. Sure are devils. The hooded Druids with lighted torches would come for a little boy or girl, and the parents would give them to him. See, they would give this little boy or little girl. Now, some that didn't give it to him, and they say, no, we're not going to sacrifice our little child, our little baby. They would be angry. Those Druids would be angry. They'd put a pentagram on the outside of the Satan symbol, and they would and all kinds of evil would happen to that home because they refused. So that's the way they went about it, getting these things. And every year, as we said before, the first or second week of October, these little babies and cats and dogs, the FBI tells us, there's abductions because they need to have human sacrifice, bloodshed. We know the shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, no remission, but it's the Lord Jesus Christ shed blood, not these animals and cats. And the satanic shedding of blood is replacing the one sacrifice. Christ died for the sins of the world, and they're trying to do it on the Halloween. It's a terrible, terrible disgrace and killing of the baby. In fact, sometimes the Druids would take these little babies, and they would have the bonfires, these bone fires, and they would dangle them over this, and some of their clothing would be singed, in fact, see, the little children. This was part to afflict and to appease the demons and the devils on this Halloween day. And in fact, the scriptures are very clear. Thou shalt not cause thy son or thy daughter to pass through the fire. See, and that's the same type of old Baal worship, Deuteronomy 18. So there's lots of connection between the Druids and the old Celtic priests and the old Baal worshippers in the Old Testament.
You know, I was thinking as a big storm comes through an area, I think like a hurricane, and it spawns tornadoes. Well, this evil that's coming through our nation now, it's spawning, it looks like, a lot of false Christ. We have quite a few popping up, talking about the end is near.
Yes.
This is all part of this, isn't
it? Yes, it is. Yes. Because it says the Lord Jesus prophesied and predicted, mm-hmm. in that day there are many become say, I am Christ, mm-hmm. and shall deceive many. Mm-hmm. Not a few, but many.
Many.
And this is the thing. And if it were possible, the very elect, mm-hmm. would be deceived by this terrible false Christ. Mm-hmm. We've got to have our feet on the ground. The Word of God, the Bible, has, mm-hmm. got to be our source, mm-hmm. so that we're not deceived.
Mm-hmm.
Satan is the great deceiver. He's an ex-deceiver. He's the deceiver par excellence, as we, mm-hmm. say in French.
Right.
He's the top of the line. Mm-hmm. And I will be like, mm-hmm. the Most High, the angels of light. And that's,
right.
what he is,
right.
deceiving and deception.
In fact, it does say that in 2 Corinthians 12, that he will come as an angel.
That's right. He will come as an angel.
Isn't that amazing?
And his ministers, angels of light.
Yes.
Angels of righteousness, ministers,
right.
of righteousness.
Right.
And he's got ministers, too. He's got satanic ministers. That's a terrible, dreaded thing, isn't it? In fact, the Church of Satan, mm-hmm. Anton LaVey was its founder. I guess he's dead now. He's in hell today, as far as I'm concerned. But Anton LaVey got his satanic church as tax-exempt of the United States government. Can you imagine that? The Church of Satan is now a tax-exempt organization, just like our Bible says, and so on, mm-hmm. other churches all through the centuries.
Mm-hmm.
It's a terrible thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Satan, mm-hmm. we try to be multicultural and multireligious, mm-hmm. and tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
But when we tolerate evil,
yes.
it's going to bite us.
Yes, it will.
It will bite
us. It'll raise up and bite you. All right. My guest is Reverend D.A. Waite. He is the founder and director of Bible for Today, and also the pastor of the new Bible for Today Baptist Church, and they meet on Sundays.
At 10 o'clock on Sundays, and okay. Thursdays at 8 o'clock at 900 Park Avenue in Collingswood.
Okay.
House again, church, meet in house my church in thy house.
Right. Read the rest of five more of these.
Okay, five more of the things we have on Halloween.
Yeah.
All right, we have also Halloween, Why Christians Should Not Celebrate It, by Reverend Baker, and another one that I've written in a cassette. And then Halloween, the devil's birthday, a satanic druid holiday, and Halloween's friends, the witches and Wicca. Now, that's an extensive report on Wicca and witches and how the Halloween fits right into that. Then there's an interview with the dangers of Halloween on WKDN 1996.
Right.
Donald Martin and yours truly. Isn't that something? We got that on cassette, so we offer that too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Now, could what we're experiencing...
Every year is different.
Okay, yes.
Every year. We don't talk about the same thing.
No, we try not to anyway. But, you know, I think of what the Lord said, that there will be a famine, not of bread,
yes.
but of the Word.
That's right.
Now, you mentioned that your church is an expository type of preaching. Is that why we have an encroachment of the evil, because we're not having expository preaching in our church?
I really believe it, McDonald. I tell you, when we have these little pick here and pick there, little verse, mm-hmm. little phrase,
mm-hmm.
and not teaching the Word of God, the Lord Jesus,
mm-hmm.
and through Paul the Apostle to Timothy, preacher Timothy, the mm-hmm. Church of Ephesus, in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, he said, preach the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's any other way to preach the Word but to take it book by book, chapter by chapter, and inform the people.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're not going to miss anything.
That's
and then people can't say, oh, he's preaching at me. He's preaching like this. Yeah. You know, if you take a topic, you might be tempted to mm-hmm. preach against this center and that center in your congregation.
Mm-hmm.
But when you expound the Scripture, you can't say it's preaching to me. That's in the Scripture, and that's what's up today, and I'm preaching on it because it's in the Bible.
Mm.
And I believe that the expository preaching, as we have in our King James Bible, we're using our King James Bible. Another thing, there's very few people in churches, you know, that have these new versions.
Right.
One thing about our Bible for today, Baptist Church, we use the King James, and we have no apology for it, but we're expository preaching. I was trained in Dallas Theological Seminary years ago, the old Dallas, when Dr. Schaefer, the founder, was there. He was my teacher for 4 years. And we were taught expository preaching.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different thing now. I got a new Dallas, different ones, and so on and so forth. And all the old fellows are gone, and they got these new people coming in. But, you know, I can't get away from my training. I've been away from the pastoral ministry for 34 years. I've been able chaplain 5 years in active duty, pastoral ministry. I have many other things in our Bible for ministry and, you know, standing for the Word of God, standing for truth, and so on. But I just want to get back into the saddle again and be forced to preach the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have videotapes and audio tapes of our, we're in the book of Romans, and we take a half a chapter each week.
Mm-hmm.
We're in chapter 2 yesterday as it was being brought, and then we're taking the next half of chapter 2. And we have these tapes. When the Lord calls me home,
mm-hmm.
To be with Him, we don't know when that's
right.
going to be. I'm
right.
70 years old, see. Could be tomorrow, could be another 5, 10 years. I want to leave some tapes, some video audio of the Word of God preached
mm-hmm.
as I've been trained.
Mm-hmm.
Greek and Hebrew background and so on, and expository preaching. And maybe nobody will want it. But, you know, in the Bible today, people, we have people asking us. We have over 5,200 on our mailing list all over this country and the world and so on. A lot of times they write in, what do you have on this book? What do you have on this book?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say we have nothing that is sound and sane and sensible. And now I'll be able to say, well, we have this.
Yes.
But how would I take the time to prepare verse by verse and study hard unless I was a pastor preaching the word in my church?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got an excuse for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm doing.
Listen, Isaiah says, line upon line, precept upon precept.
That's right.
I think we've sort of steered away from that.
That's right, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think to the detriments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get in the church and you say, well, I've been in this church for 5 years, 10 years. You know, I don't think I've had a single book that a pastor's ever preached on. You know, and what do we got that when we finish?
Right.
We believe, you know, like in our defined King James Bible, this new Bible, we have our yearly Bible reading schedule right in that thing. 85 verses a day gets you through the whole Bible in a year. I've been reading the Bible ever since I've been a Christian, day by day, year by year, at least once a year. And then in the actual time, when the 85 verse section, we have a little diamond in this special Bible we have, showing where the 85 verses, and it's a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saved 1944 as a high school senior. This is 1998.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? 54 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been once a year. And when you read the word, and every time you read it again, you hear something new because you forgot, well, I didn't remember
that's
that.
Right,
something
right,
was fresh.
Right.
And then as you preach the word, that's fresh.
Right.
And encourages Christians.
Right. It will keep you attuned to the evil that's around you, too, will it?
Right.
Yeah.
Because sermon, that's to build Christians.
That's right.
And we don't want Christians. That's a little diminishing.
Yeah.
We've got to have the powerful preaching.
Right.
A lot of people will listen to a TV program for 2-3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But to sit down more than a few minutes to pastor preach, now if it's no good, you ought to stop.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
That's for sure. Is it because...
they say, if you can't strike water in so many minutes. Quit boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But is it because we are caught up in other things that we don't want to sit and listen to expository preaching?
Maybe so. Maybe so. We've cut out on other things. Also, it causes us to think. Also, causes us to face every word of the Scripture as it's writing in on us.
Mm-hmm.
As you said in the last portion of Romans chapter 1, not only do they do these things, but they have pleasure those that do them.
Mm-hmm.
See, and when we're confronted with that, that verse in chapter 2 of Romans that we went in yesterday as we preached, that God is no respecter of persons. If we think of a rich man, a poor man, the gold ring and so on, something hits into us.
Yeah.
Every word, every verse, you say, well, I don't want to talk about that. I'm going to skip that. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't skip it if you're expository preaching.
Right. All right. Close out on your Halloween.
Oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
All right. We got Halloween. We want to offer to everyone who wants to get it.
Yeah.
The tract. We have a wonderful tract at Halloween, what it's about, the satanic birthday, Satan's birthday. We want to give them also the brochure, give them 16 different things.
Mm-hmm.
We do carry on Halloween. If they're interested in it, they can call us. Simply 1-800-JOHN-10-9. That's easy, isn't it?
Yes,
1-800-JOHN-10-9.
And my guest is Dr. Waite, D.A. Waite. He is the founder director of Bible for Today and also pastor of the new Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collinswood, New Jersey. Call 1-800-JOHN-10-9. JOHN-10-9. And thank you very much, Dr. Waite.
Thank you, McDonald.
This has been McDonald Martin for WKDN Reports. The opinions expressed have been those of our guests and are not necessarily those of Family Stations Incorporated or WKDN.